Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., and with me is Thais St. Julien. We have a very special program for you today, something that's very dear to both my heart and Thais's heart, too, because it's something that we have done many years ago, I think back in the late 70s. The name of the program is called Le Roman de Favelle, The Romance of Favelle. And I believe this has to be the most unique medieval manuscript in existence. Actually, it's a satirical satire for that particular period, and that period would be the 14th century. And Favelle is the main character. Favelle actually, by today's standards, I think is referred to as a horse. When we produced Favelle, he was called at that time an ass. And I will continue to call him an ass because I really think with the illuminations in the manuscript, he looks more like an ass than a horse. It's a surviving manuscript that's in the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris. And it's a manuscript that contains 169 pieces of music, all of which have lyrics. And we cannot refer to all of these as songs because 124 of them are in Latin and some are in French. Some of them are literally songs. Some of them are just references. And rather than read the poetry, which consists of over 3,000 lines, they may have been chanted. The history of the manuscript, as I said, goes back to the 14th century. The name Favelle can be broken down to mean false veil and also forms an acrostic of F-A-V-V-E-L, with the letters standing for the definitions of flattery, avarice, villainous, variability, fickleness, envy, and laxity. The romance also gave birth to the English expression curry favelle, which means in the text of the manuscript, favelle is brushed with a curry brush. And that absolute origin in later years became to be in the form of what we call currying favor or curry favor. The work is reminiscent of a similar tract in the 13th century Roman de la Rose, and however, it is so unique that we're going to talk a little more about the manuscript than we usually do on the program. Thais will give us some information on the story of Favelle.
The story of Favelle, it deals with a horse who wants to become more important. The first book is a rebuke against the clergy and society. Tainted by sin and corruption, Favelle, although he is a horse, no longer resides in the stable, but is set up in a grand house, the royal palace, by the grace of Dame Fortune, the goddess of fate. He changes his residence to suit his needs, and he has a custom manger and hay rack built. In his garderobe, or also called toilet, he has those from the religious order stroking him to make sure no dung can remain on him. The church and secular leaders far and wide made pilgrimage to see him and bow to him in servitude. This potentate consented to brush and clean Favelle from his tonsured head to tail. These fawning groomers are said to curry, which is old French, torcher, to curry Favelle in the original phrasing of the work, and this is where the expression comes, curry favor. It has been originated, corrupted from the earlier curry Favelle. Favelle travels to Macromos and asks Dame Fortune's for her hand in marriage. She denies him, but in her stead she proposes he wed Lady Vainglory. Favelle agrees, and the wedding takes place with such guests such as flirtation, adultery, carnal lust, and Venus, in a technique similar to that of the morality plays of the 15th and 16th century. Finally, Dame Fortune reveals that Favelle's role in the world is to give birth to more iniquitous rulers like himself and to be a harbinger of the Antichrist.
We're going to begin with a portion of that manuscript referred to as a portrait of Falvel. There are so many pieces in the manuscript and so many pieces on this recording made by the Boston Camerata and the Ensemble Pan Project Ars Nova that it would take too much time telling you what is being sung. So let's just listen to the music in this first portion of the text and also the music referred to as the portrait of Falvel.
Si commence le livre de Falvel.
Pour Cielus et Tramereu, que Falvel touchier, et courchier émulereu, pour Cielus et
Falvel ne gîmes en l'étable, il a maison plus honorable. Fortune, contraire à raison, l'a fait seigneur de sa maison. Entoure Falvel à si grand presse de gens, de toute nation et de toute condition, que c'est une trop grande merveille. N'y a nul qui ne s'appareille de toucher Falvel doucement. Trop y a grand assemblement.
Thank you.
duces et comtes verriez pour toucher Fauvel à Liès. Tous seigneurs temporés et princes y viennent de toute province, bourgeois, de bourgs et de cités, touchent par grande subtilité. Et vilains, de villes champêtres, sont en pré-Fauvel pour l'y prêtre. Et pauvres gens, aux tourchères viennent, mais en pré la queue se tiennent. Cher Venus, riche, moine, gros et menus. Et de Faus et de Vel composte, car il a son révèle à si sus Faus te voilé et sus tricherie mielée. De Fauvel descend flatterie qui du monde à la seigneurie, et puis en descend avarice qui de tourcher Fauvel nénisse, vilanie et variété, et puis envie et lâcheté. Ces six dames que j'ai nommées sont par Fauvel sénéfiées. Bête et Fauvel, et s'il est bête, qu'il y fait une honneur ne fête.
Virtus moritur, vivit visium, fides truditur in exilium, jam jus cogitur ad silentium. Dolus oritur et frascoliditur incurit lex dispendium. Omne vetium senset licitum secat divitum mens cupidine, non in numine fidens alio, quam denario, cuius gratia fit propitia omnis curia. Previa Fauvel malicia.
A aussi l'ordonnance divine et du tout tournée à rime. Nous allons par la nuit, sans lanterne, quand bestiaute nous gouverne.
Floret fex favelle a mundus innovatum, curia fit fernea favel exaltatum, quisque pauper odie in contentum datum, formatur in specie Christi vir damnatur, insensate bestie plebs congratulatur. Nunc es locus ereri, fili statu funeri, veritas ex favelle ambundus innovatur, curia fit fernea favel exaltatur, quisque pauper odie in contentum datur, formatur in specie Christi vir damnatur, insensate bestie plet congratulatur. Nunc es locus eleri, fide statur funeri, veritat fugatu.
Hélas, hélas, quand je regarde que pour ce favel, que feu arde et sainte église aujourd'hui, au-dessous est si grand ennui qu'à peine pourra relever. Il a trop grande distinction entre siècle et religion. L'un à l'autre est comme opposite. Qui à religion se prend, et puis siècle laisser reprendre comme chien va à son vomite.
Omni pene curie, president in curii, penis cos justitiae tenor et judicii, pies ligant impies et solvunt olimpii, nec dant locum venie nisi sorte premi. Sedent in insidiis paupere mod rabiat, atribus angaris seminudos spoliat, sed refertis polis predim magis iniat, hydropes in medis sit in rebus ablis.
Qu'il a de faux visages par tout le royaume et en l'empire. Faux les sergents, faux les seigneurs, faux les petits, faux les graigneurs. Faux sont aujourd'hui tous et toutes. Et onction et spiritale, qui est plus clair que cristal, descends-y car y mettent ta grâce. Ne s'offre plus que Fauvel fasse si ses ours tombèrent en ce monde. De sa séite trop y abonde.
Alléluia. Veni, Sancte Spiritus.
And part one of our program devoted to the music of Romain de Falvel. This portion was called The Portrait of Falvel, and Thais will give us a rundown who's performing.
Anna Zema, Joel Cohen, Cheryl Ann Fulton, Stephen Lundahl, Patrick Mason, Dan Stillman, and Ensemble Project Ars Nova, Laurie Monahan, Michael Colliver, John Flegel, and Shira Kamen.
The Falvel manuscript has not had that many recordings. Actually, there are only three recordings that we know of and that we have in our collection of CDs. The one today with the Boston Camerata. Also, there's one by the Studio der Frohen Musik and the Clementi Consort, which is a little wild. And actually, all three of the performances are quite different from each other. We're going to continue with the second part of our program today. As I said, we can't possibly produce and give you a hearing of all of the music, but we're now in the portion of the manuscript referred to as Falvel and Fortune in the Boston Camerata and the Ensemble Pan Project Ars Nova.
Si finit le premier livre de Falvel, et se commence le second, qui parle de comment il se veut marier à Fortune, et comment Fortune le maria à Venegloir. Un jour étouait en son palais Falvel, qui ne perd pas galet. Là, ceci Falvel noblement, vêtu de drap d'or richement. En son chef ôte une couronne, par apparence belle et bonne. Dedans étouait peinte richement le dit palais et cointement. Et tout entour y avait peinte chansons, les et ballades maintes, hoquets, motets et chansonnettes qui n'étouaient point d'amourettes. Mais de fraude bien éprouvée que maître Barat haute dité. Et se voulait que je vous dise ce qui leur tendre compagnie à Falvel, je les vous dirai, j'a, que puisse n'en mentirer. Il y fut Barat, Boulerie, Falsard, Tripote et Tricherie, Murdre, Trahison, Rouberie, N'est-ce parjure et fouet, mentir, Hérésie, il fut, et Soudoumie. Et tous états de maize vie. car la salle entoure les pilaires, se furent à Mons et à Milers, entoure Fauvel et sa chère. Loin et près, devant et derrière.
Et si j'épousais la voix de
Fauvel est venue à Macrocôme, une cité de grands fantômes. Iluec faisouait sa résidence, la dame de grand révérence, qui tourne tout à la volée. Ses fortunes la redoutaient. Quand Fauvel vit sa majesté, un pouls de loin s'est arrêté. Comme celui qui bien sait sa gamme salua fortune, la dame.
Thank you. Fauvel, multifulse et ardis, étant parfait, scompardis. Comment est-il monté en tête, par le pignon ou par les fêtes, que je sois dame marron qui prègne, Fauvel à baron? Entends, bête, vous tout mal repose, fortune, si n'est autre chose que la providence divine qui dispose, mesure et termine par vos pas de droite raison le monde et toute sa saison, si que là-bas dedans mes listes riches
de mi. Si je dis ne mot ne demi qui par raison vous doit plaire. Car aujourd'hui ne souhait que faire ce vous de moi n'avez merci. Je commence par ce vers-ci.
Thank you.
And that was part two of the section of Roman de Falvel dealing with Falvel and Fortune. Thais says something to read about the possibility of how this was performed.
Yeah, it says, though the text of the Roman de Falvel is not particularly well known, the music has been frequently performed and recorded. The question of how the entire work would have been read or staged in the 14th century is the subject of academic debate. Some have suggested that it could have been intended as a theatrical performance.
Just a note of my own, I did actually have this manuscript in my hand in the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris. I did go particularly to see the manuscript, and I remember someone going to get it for me and then just plopping it down on the desk and said, Falvel, and then left, and left me with the manuscript alone. I was absolutely overwhelmed to see the manuscript. We have time a little bit more on the section of Falvel called Falvel and Fortune.
Lasse vult Falvel arrêter, au douce pays, dans la contrée qui douce France est appelée. Et s'il est adroit récité, il sied en la meilleure cité qui de sous comprègne siège. Toutes les autres sont de Liège. Falvel se sit à la table, devant les hôtes son connétable, et les viandes furent prêtes, suffisant pour Dieu quatre fêtes. Et toute bonne venoison, poissons y avouaient à foison, vingt hôtes bons et précieuses, à boire moult délicieuses.
Si j'en veux boire, si j'en veux boire,
D'ôter les tables et lieux de jouer convenables. Cor sonne, trompes et arènes, vielles, muses et doucennes, psalterion, frétéon, lut. N'y ôte nul qui métier séut, qui ne fasse ménestraudi. Moult y avoué, grand mélodie. Qui le jour efface. Les fêtéeurs a aussi en chasse, car ils vouaient s'y approcher la nuit que temps est de coucher. Les maîtresses des garde-robes, qui bien savent servir de lobe, l'épousé ont dévêtu et couché très toute nue. Fauvel se pense qu'il est heure d'aller coucher. Tous en demeure sautent en lit pour Gésirali. Mais on que tel chalivali ne fut fait de ribaud de four, comme l'en fait par les carrefours de la ville parmi les rues. Déguisés sont de grandes manières. Les uns ont ceux d'avant derrière, les uns avouaient tantins à vache, cousus su cuisse et sunache. Et au-dessus, grosses sonnettes aux sonnères et aux chières clarettes, les autres tabours des cymbales. Et grands instruments hors et sales. Il aime très son cul au vent. Il autre rompait un avant. L'un s'appuie connaître vite. L'autre jetouait le seul au fils. Or il avait gens trop parables pour chanter la chanson du diable.
And ending our program of Fauvel with the marriage of Fauvel and Dame Fortune with a shivery, Those of you who don't know what a shivaree is, it's a noisy mock serenade to a newly married couple. And if you look online on our continuum program at WWNO, you'll see a page out of that manuscript which shows the shivaree, a fantastic page illumination, and one I was very happy to see in its original form at the Bibliothèque Nationale.
This has been a lot of fun. We want to thank you for joining us today here on Continuum as we heard the story of Fauvel the Ass. We look forward to joining you again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.